Recovery comes in all sorts of phases, and certainly generosity, a big part of it. And for that, on the KSRO Live Line, we go to Daniel Lurie. He is the CEO and founder of Tipping Point Community. Daniel, so happy to have you here.
Thanks, Pat. It's good to be here.
Let me say first, on behalf of our entire community and the North Bay, thank you. Thank you for stepping up and coming to the emergency relief aid for the North Bay after the fires.
Well, I would turn around and say that it was something that we had to do. Knowing people like you taking a leadership role up there, I mean, I read about you going on air for 24 straight hours. That is what inspired us to get involved. Your efforts and the community's efforts up there in the days after the fires. Everyone down in the Bay Area, we knew we had to be there for you all.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And as you know, in any kind of circumstance at all like this, it is an ongoing recovery process. But let's talk about some of the things that you have done so far. And I've only got about another 10 minutes with you, so we can't possibly get to them all because they are noteworthy and many. But we have to talk about the North Bay Fire Relief Concert at AT&T Park, in which you took such a big part. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, a group of us came together days after, and we realized that we had an opportunity with the partnerships that we've built over the 13 years here at Tipping Point. You know, we were close with the San Francisco Giants and Salesforce and Mark Benioff and Larry and myself and a few others started talking about how we could work together to pull something off. Salesforce was having a conference in town here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They had staging up already. They donated that. They kept it up in a couple extra days. We were able to get Lars Ulrich and Metallica to headline, and then we had Live Nation and Another Planet Entertainment, and the Giants donated the stadium. I mean,
yeah, it was almost divined, wasn't it?
It really was, and it was an incredible show. And right from the moment we got it started, we said, "Listen, we gotta put first responders right in the front row."
Yes.
You know, over 15% of the tickets were free to those first responders and to those affected by the fires. And the feeling of honor, and we just wanted to honor them. And that night was a really special and emotional night for all of us.
Yes, it was for our folks too. So glad to be there, and really, especially at that stage of the game, Daniel, you know, really a cathartic evening for a lot of folks who really enjoyed it, and many who took part on stage that evening, and $17 million raised. Really a remarkable number, isn't it?
That was remarkable, and the cathartic feeling is one that I remember. I got an email from a mother of a first responder, and she said it was and her daughter was at the show and said it was the first time that she was able to take a step back and to breathe.
Yeah,
in 6 weeks, and so that was as good of a feeling as I've ever had to be able to be part of an organization that was able to give those first responders a night out like that, and tell them, hey, we have your back. That was big.
Yeah, it was a remarkable event for sure on so many levels. And by the way, if you're ever inclined to do such a thing again, we'll be game on our end, just so you know. But talk about money, Daniel, because Tipping Point, which serves so many facets of the community in the Bay Area and beyond. I mean, in phase one of your efforts, well over $8 million was distributed immediately to those at need. And I can't name all of the entities that were on the receiving end of that. There are just too many of them. But talk about phase two and recovery and the nearly $15 million you're distributing.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, our goal, and I know you had Beth on from the Sonoma Community
Yes,
Foundation.
Often.
We wanted to get money right out the door right away. And so we committed to 20-25% of the funds to go out in that first stage. And now in recovery, we're really trying to focus on housing, the issues of housing, mental health that, you know, tends to pop up 6 months after a disaster like this. And then the employment. Those are our three focus areas. We're wanting to distribute about 50%+ of the funds during kind of this 3 to 9 month phase. And our final phase will be kind of the rebuild phase. And we plan on getting the final 20-25% of our dollars out by December of 2018. We do have, as you said, there's a long list of groups that we funded, 37 groups to date. We will add to that number, but we will also, and we have doubled down in a couple of instances in funding a group more than once, like Santa Rosa Community Health or Catholic Charities, groups that, you know, are serving low-income individuals and families, the immigrant community, and those that, you know, when a disaster hits, they tend to be the hardest hit. And have the longest and steepest climb back.
How did you get started, Daniel? I mean, you were the founder of Tipping Point Community. How'd you get started?
We started in June of 2005, so we're actually coming up on our 13th birthday. I started with Ronnie Lott and two others, Chris James and Katie Page, and the four of us just knew that we had incredible wealth in this region, and yet we have incredible poverty. And right now, you talk about 1.3 million people here in the six-county Bay Area who are too poor to meet their basic needs.
Yeah.
In the home of all of these incredible companies that are growing up before our eyes and changing the world, we still have 23,000 people that are homeless on our streets every day here in the Bay Area. And so we have real issues, real poverty, and we wanted to do something about it.
Well, it was a great start, obviously, a tremendous idea. And I wonder if you find, Daniel, Beth Brown and I have talked about this many times, about the difference in support that an organization of yours experiences in with regard to North Bay Fire Relief. For example, it's pretty easy to raise money straight after the fact because people are all wrapped up in it, even those who don't live here. And so it's easier to raise money. Then the common denominator, the common knowledge is that as you go further, particularly 3 months out and beyond, it gets tougher to get money from folks after the original emergency has passed. How do you continue to do it?
Well, I think, you know, natural disasters kind of have that power to push people to give. I think because we all feel it could happen to us at any moment, you know, whether it's a devastating fire or an earthquake or a hurricane, you know, it hits everybody. But we have a, you know, what we call a human-made crisis of poverty in this region that is sort of in your face every day.
Yeah.
And you can look away if you want. You can get through your day and try to kind of disassociate yourself with it because it's not you that you're seeing on the street or hearing about in a failing school or having a lack of housing. And so, you know, it was pretty easy because we've developed a platform to raise that kind of money, and we had great partners throughout. It's a grind every day. We raise funds for education, employment, housing, early childhood. Those are the four areas that we raise, and we just try to keep telling the story and try to put the word out and educate people, and that's kind of what we do day in and day out. But you're right, when a disaster hits, what is so great is you see people's generosity really come out, and that's what we saw after the fires. And I know you and Beth talked about this recently. Like you have to capitalize on it because 6 months later, We get some great coverage in the Chronicle and in the Press Democrat. And I know you guys, and congrats to the Press Democrat, by the way. They
indeed
were so deserving of that Pulitzer. So that's amazing. But it's hard to keep people's attention on this disaster, especially in this country when we have disasters seemingly every week or every month now.
That's why I think fortitude is one of the many things that we need to be armed with moving forward, because it's going to take commitment and drive and just plain fortitude to get through the next hard parts of it, you know?
No, Pat, you know that well, and I think shows like yours are what are going to be key to that. Keeping people educated, keep people understanding that this is not a one-year recovery or a two-year recovery. This is going to take 5-10 years.
And, yeah.
But you all are strong. You have people here in the San Francisco Bay Area that care and love about you guys, and we're not going anywhere, and hopefully you all know that. And yeah, you just got to keep grinding and fighting.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And again, thank you on behalf of our community, Daniel. And let's stay in touch, shall we? Because I think it'll be a good partnership.
Absolutely, Pat. Anytime.
All right. That is Daniel Lurie, CEO and founder of the Tipping Point Community, and has done such remarkable work for us here in the North Bay and throughout the Bay Area for a lot of non-disaster related causes. And glad to talk to Daniel this morning.